I got sent to Hokkaido on assignment. As work goes, it wasn't terribly exciting, but I wasn't in a position to choose. And anyway, with the jobs that come my way, there's generally very little difference. For better or worse, the further from the mid-range of things you go, the less relative qualities matter. The same holds for wavelengths. Pass a certain point, and you can hardly tell which of two adjacent notes is higher in pitch, until finally, you not only can't distinguish them, you can't hear them at all. The assignment was a piece called Good Eating in Hakodate, for a women's magazine. A photographer and I were to visit a few restaurants. I'd write the story up, he'd supply the photos for a total of 5 pages. Well, somebody's got to write these things. And the same can be said for collecting garbage and shoveling snow. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not, a job's a job. For 3.5 years, I'd been making this kind of contribution to society. Shoveling snow. You know, cultural snow. Due to some unavoidable circumstances, I had quit an office that a friend and I were running, and for 1/2 year I did almost nothing. I didn't feel like doing anything. The previous autumn, all sorts of things had happened in my life. I got divorced. A friend died, very mysteriously. A woman ran out on me, without a word. I met a strange man, found myself caught up in some extraordinary developments. And by the time everything was over, I was overwhelmed by a stillness deeper than anything I'd known. A devastating absence hovered about my apartment. I stayed shut in for 6 months. I never went out during the day, except to make the absolute minimum purchases necessary to survive. I'd venture into the city with the first gray of dawn and walk the deserted streets. And when the streets started to fill with people, I holed up back indoors to sleep.